Hey, welcome to Devotions from Calvary, where truth is revealed and Christ is exalted. Thanks for joining me today as we gather around the very Word of God to become challenged this year, to really reach for greater things, even as Jeremiah tells us. This year is a challenge, I think, to each of us to really enhance our prayer life. And I've been on this little study, these devotions, over the past couple of times. Concerning Jabez and First Chronicle, I'm a firm believer in prayer, and I preach and teach frequently on the subject, and I really would love to see the child of God be challenged in this and thrive in this as well. And I hope that in First Chronicles, I got my electronic Bible here, that we are really captured by the truth concerning prayer and really and practice it. And as we see in the life of Jabez, I hope that this particular passage can become a catalyst to you and I in becoming a greater prayer warrior. And during the time of prayer and expectation of answer, that we want to see a few things, as Jabez teaches us, to keep in mind. So there are three keys that we are looking at when we go to the book of First Chronicles and chapter number 4 and verses 9 and 10. And they're given to us, I believe, for this year, and that we might become more honorable before the Lord and really a more powerful praying Christian. And I want you to grow in this. I want you to develop in this because it is a wonderful tool. It's the greatest tool that a Christian has to intercede to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the throne of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of our Lord and Savior. And so we have a wonderful opportunity to see God do some great things. There are many, many Christians that have never experienced the wonderful power of God's hand in their life in the matter of prayer. So Jabez shares with us, or God shares with us through the life of Jabez, some things. So there's three keys. Two of them I've already given to you. The first one was that he invoked it. As we look in this, let me read this, 1 Chronicles in chapter number 4, in verse 9 and 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, because I bear him with sorrow. In verse number 10, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, and saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Now, I won't talk about the portion there today about where God would grieve me or really pull that out and execute some teaching on it. Yet, he did not want to fall from his position or his faith or anything else that would cause his prayer to be stopped. So we're looking at this, the three keys. The first one was he invoked it. He called. He called on the God of Israel. He's the one who initiated this prayer time, this prayer meeting, this time where he would commune with God. He's the one who initiated. By the way, you'll never have an answer to prayer if you don't pray. That's just common sense, right? That's the very foundation. And Jabez knew, in order for me to see my prayer answered or to gain that which I am desiring, I am going to come to the God of Israel, and here I am going to talk with him and share with him my heart, share with him my desires, share with him what my wishes and dreams and plans are. Now, whether God would redirect or allow this and all take place, that's between you and him. But Jabez comes to him and shares his heart. So he's the one who invoked it. He began and he initiated the time of prayer, the time of conversation with God. And by the way, that's what prayer is. It is coming to God in a conversation and asking God for some things. Prayer is also a time of worship, thanking God for things, thanking him for who he is. If you read where the disciples say, Lord, teach us to pray, and the Lord said, if you like to pray, I want you to, here's a model prayer, here's the example. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. There's a time that we give thanks to who God is in his character. So prayer is invoked. Prayer is when you and I come. The second thing is that Jabez depended on God. He depended on the God of Israel. In other words, God was his source. He was fully aware of the power of God, but he had really never invested himself in seeing that power work personally in his own life up until this point, because we really have no other scripture, there's nothing else mentioned to him. So it could have been that where he knew of God, he's seen God work in everybody else's life. He's seen God work in the life of Israel in the historical accounts. But yet he himself personally has never invested himself in seeing God work in his life. And so this is one of his desires. And so we know that he depended on God because he is a source, and by the way, he's the most powerful source. There's no other source that compares to him or is adequate to him. And yet, we ourselves try to become the source when God is the source. So he depended on him because God's his source. He also depended on him because God is his guide. He is his guide. He is our guide in prayer so that we don't pray according to our own lust, but according to his will. So we ask him to lead us in prayer, and even not only in prayer, but even through our prayer or during the duration of our waiting period. During the time that we are now initiating the prayer, we have now come to God. We have now asked him to help us in these things. And during the time of asking and answering, between that intermediate time, he says, I want you to guide me. I want you to guide me. It's pretty neat that he says here that it may not grieve me. I want you to guide me so that I don't fall from sin. I don't go away from faith, that we know that our sins will separate us. If I harbor or regard iniquity in my heart, that my prayers will not be heard. And so, Lord, keep me from that. So guide me in a right walk, a right path, that this intermediate time between the time I begin my prayer until the time it's answered, I need you to guide me so I don't fall. He also says, not only is he our source guide, but he's our protector. And keep in mind that there's always a spiritual battle. The moment you and I begin to pray, Satan's ears perk up like a dog. I'm telling you, Satan is right there, and there's going to be a spiritual battle. Always, always. Why? Because Satan does want us to talk to God, and he does not want God to hear our prayer. He wants to put God completely out of the picture. So Jabez says, I want you to protect me because I know that there's going to be a battle. I know Satan is going to want to try to destroy us some way, some fashion. He wants to damage us, and he wants to really discourage us. And by the way, if he can discourage us, he will also damage and destroy us. But if he can discourage us in our walk as God tries to lead us, and even in the doubting of God's power or the doubting of God hearing us or the doubting that even if God can answer your prayer, that's all about Satan's battle. That's his warfare. He wants to bring discouragement. And in doubting that even God has the ability or even the love, that's all about Satan. Satan wants to do and bring those things. And so Jabez says, I want you to protect me. Protect my heart, protect my mind, protect my flesh, protect every part of me as I walk with you, as you guide me. Lord, I'm depending on you because you're my source. Patience is one of the greatest things that we have to overcome. When we pray, we find ourselves now wanting it yesterday. We want the answer yesterday. We don't want it tomorrow because tomorrow is a day late. But yesterday is really when we want the prayer being answered. I want it instantaneous. You ever pray those prayers? You want them instantaneously? But Jabez knew that that wasn't going to take place. So that's why he said, I want you to lead me, guide me, and protect me. But patience, keep in mind, is one of the virtues of the Holy Spirit, and we ought to be able to practice that. Paul knew that there was a battle. Paul knew that there was patience. He told the church in Thessalonica, he said, I wanted to come to you once and again. I tried and I tried and seemingly tried again. And he says, yet Satan hindered me. So even by the words of Paul, we know, and you find in the Old Testament, that there is a spiritual battle when it comes to prayer. Delay in prayer may be due not to anything but God working and the Holy Spirit working. There's an activity that's taking place when we pray, and the Holy Spirit is working. Keep in mind, there's a spiritual battle. When we're talking about hindering our prayers, our prayers are being stopped by Satan. This is the time when we wait patiently, okay? This is that intermediate time between the time we begin to pray and the time that we see the answer. So we have to practice that patience. keep in mind that in order for God sometimes to bring about your answer to prayer, he is also working on someone else's heart to supply. He's also working on a circumstance to come about. So you have to keep in mind, he's orchestrating these things that would all come about, come in harmony to bring about your prayer. So when you say, well, why isn't God answering my prayer? Why isn't God listening? It's not that he's not listening. It's not that he's not hearing. But it might be that, number one, there's a spiritual battle, but also that there are some other factors that God is working out in order to bring about your prayer. So you have to keep that in mind. Jabez had to practice because he was waiting on God's design and God's will and even God's timing. All right? Timing is the hardest thing that we practice. But Jabez had to practice it because he knew that if God was going to not answer him correctly, or not correctly, but right away, that his journey would be long. And so he was preparing for a postponement. He wanted to walk with God during this time as he waited. He wanted God to walk with him, and while that time, to protect him. I think of Psalm 40, verse number 11. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Psalm 145, 15. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. The third key is then. After we have prayed, after we have waited patiently, we find that the Bible says, and God granted him that which he requested. Number three, he received it. He invoked the prayer, he depended on God, and then he received it. God granted him that which he requested. This is not something new. It's not something that, well, I never heard of that before. Well, the Bible says in Matthew 7, 11, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give good things to them that ask him? See, he's our heavenly Father. And so therefore, even though as a dad or as a mother, as a parent, we are wanting and willing to do anything and everything we can within our power for our children, that is right. And that's what he's saying. If you, being a parent, being a mom or dad, desire to help and to love and to prove to your children how much you love them by giving the things that are good for them and right for them, and even their wants that are not wrong, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you? Matthew 7, 7 and 8 says, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, here's the one where you and I come to God, we initiate the prayer, for everyone that asketh, and he that seeketh, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened and given unto him. Psalm 50, verse 15, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. There are times when we call on God in the day of trouble, and God says, I will deliver thee. Psalm 37, 4, one of my favorite verses, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. What Jabez was asking for was not for his own personal gain, but seemingly that which was going to honor God, that which would glorify God, that which would exalt God. And this is asking him to work, and he is asking him through his prayer. Whatever we ask in faith, James says that we ought to ask in faith, not wavering, not falling from our faith, not doubting in God's ability. The Bible says we'll receive it. So that's a wonderful thought, is it not? Though we have to wait patiently, yet we know if we pray in God's name and in the power of the Holy Spirit, in his will, we will receive that which we requested. We can keep in mind that our faith does not become unbalanced. Unbalanced in wondering, unbalanced in doubting, unbalanced in the ability of God. But when we ask in faith, not wavering, that's what not wavering means. Don't waver in your faith. Don't waver in your wonder. Don't waver in your guesswork. Because God does hear, and God will answer. So when we ask in faith, and the answer comes, it really excites us. And we give God glory. We give God the testimony. We give God praise and honor and worship him. And when Jabez received his prayer, I am more certain that he had glorified God. Jabez received it. How long did it take? I don't know how long it took. Honestly, I can't tell you. But I'm under the impression, as we read it, it took some time. Yet, the moment we ask God to lead us, He does. There are certain prayers that take place right away. When Jabez asked God to lead him, it wasn't a wonder, it wasn't a wait, it was a right away. Yes, when we ask God, lead me, He will. When we ask God to protect us, He does. When we ask God to help our faith, He does. These are things that are in His will as He leads us as a shepherd, as He guides us, and as He protects us as the shield and defender of our faith and the increaser of our faith. He's the one who is the faithful one that will help us and just depend on Him and knowing that He will answer your prayer. Question is, what prayers are you praying now? What prayers are you now bringing before the Lord? And whatever prayers that you might be bringing throughout this year and praying about, I believe that we ought to constantly refer to Jabez and the things that we are being taught here, the three keys that we are discussing. He invoked it, He depended on it, and then He received it. I want us to remind us that we do serve a wonderful God, a God who loves us, a God who is powerful, a God who holds all things in His hand. So when we call on Him, and when you call on Him, my prayer is that He might open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. My prayer is that when we call on Him and wait patiently with our cup held out, that He'll fill it, pressed down, shaken together, and even running over with some unbelievable answers and abundant blessings. That's my prayer for you this year. And God wants to prove Himself to you. He really does. May each one of us be challenged to take the time to pray in a wonderful way and really grow in this. Let me give you a challenge. You might want to take a journal. And in that journal, you might want to write down some of the prayers that maybe you're praying even now. Write them down. And as you begin praying some other prayers, write them down as a point of reference and reminder of the prayers that you are praying or the prayers that you have prayed. And then I want you to write down what takes place between the time you begin to pray and how God works and leads and protects you until your prayer is answered. But then I want you to write down the answer. Write down the date when you begin to pray and write down the date when God answers you. So you can go back to that journal and then you can say, you know, I see God work and I've seen Him work many, many times. And you might even want to show this to your children or grandchildren and say, look how God can work when we come to Him in prayer. I hope that this is a wonderful challenge to you as it is a challenge to me. And I trust that God will greatly bless you this year. My prayer is that God will bless our family and our church, and I want Him to bless you too. May God grant us that which we are requesting time and time again. All right? This is Greg Sankey, the pastor of Calvary Baptist Church. Here at 1045 Monroe Concord Road, you can go on our new Facebook page, Devotions from Calvary, Troy, Ohio. You can just type that in, and it'll be pulled up. And I do have a link, I believe, on our church website. But you can go there, the new Facebook page, Devotions from Calvary, and begin to follow and become part of that. You'll be notified every time we have a devotion. You can also download my podcast. And that podcast is on Spotify, Devotions from Calvary. It's on Spotify. It's on Amazon Music. It's on a couple others that are out there. But I think there's a link to Spotify. I might put a link for Amazon on our church Facebook page as well. You can go to the YouTube page or the church Facebook page and watch all of our services and then my previous devotions that are on there. You can do that as well. If you have any questions, please email me at pastor@calvarytroy.com and I'll answer you as quickly as I can. And certainly I'll be praying for you. And certainly if you'd like to come and visit our church, I'd invite you to come by and be my very special guest. All right. Well, I hope to see you here at the church sometime. Or see you online. Lord bless you.